Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Are we ready to start recording in there?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's Charlie and
Dixie.
And welcome to this week's episode of the Two Chicks podcast. Today, we have some awesome things to talk about, as per usual. But first, we're going to start with me.
Yeah, let's talk about you. So, Charlie had her first driving lesson yesterday.
Yeah.
She failed.
It was a driving lesson. You can't fail a lesson.
Well, you got a report card and it wasn't good.
Okay, so I like to be an extra safe driver, which means going at a solid 10 miles per hour. And
that's not safe.
I understand that, but I was nervous and I was going through like residential intersections and trying to turn left.
What's a residential intersection?
Like in the residential places, like there's like intersections. And there were other cars there, and then they would make me turn left. And even if I got there first, I wanted to let the other cars go, but apparently that's, like, not how the law works or whatever. And it was, like, really scary. I would be at the stop sign, and he'd be like, okay, left. I was like, ooh. Like, I'm not ready for that. I need some time.
I was driving yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this car.
Sure.
No, shut up. I saw this car try to get over, mm-hmm. and it was a Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't realize that there was, like, a thing in the middle of the road, and they scratched the whole side of their car, and I was like, that's probably what Charlie's gonna do.
Oh, my God, that's so me.
I felt so bad. I was like, oh, my God. It was just bad. When can you get your license?
In, like, 5.5 months. But as of right now, I do have a valid permit since I did complete my first day of driving school.
You have to do driving school?
You have to do one day of driving school to have your permit be valid, and you have to complete 6 hours of driving school to be able to get your license, as well as wait 180 days.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that.
California's different. Well, you're 18. You got your license when you were 18.
No, I didn't.
So, like, halfway. Yeah, you
did. No, I didn't. Really? No, I didn't.
Okay, well, it's...
Charlie, actually, I got it 2 months before, so...
Actually? And then you turned wrong. 18, and then the rules did not apply to you.
No, it was so nice waiting. I recommend more people wait. Because also, if I was 16 and got my license, that would have just been so bad. Like, that would have been
awful. Yeah, but then you waited, and the rules didn't apply to you as much, and now I get car sick when you drive.
Oh, I didn't take any driving lessons. If I took driving lessons, I don't think I would get my license. Like, I don't think I'd pass them.
Yeah, I agree.
So how was your driving instructor?
I think he wanted me to fail.
Why?
Because...
You know you're probably going to have to see him again.
No, I told him I want to change. Because I was like... It was too late for me to put my turn signal on. And I was already like in the lane... to go straight, then he would be like, okay, let's do a left turn. I was like, that's not what we're doing. We're going straight, and I don't know how to use the brakes, and he made me go to a place where there's a stop sign every 5 feet, and I can't use the brakes, so whenever I stop the car, it's like a woof, like, type of vibe, and it's just like, I feel like, it just kept making me do it. I was like, I'm literally about to cry. And then when I was done, he didn't even say, like, good job. He said, like, you did okay. I was like, Like, I tried my absolute hardest. I've never driven before. I'm not behind the wheel. I'm not one of those illegal pre-permit drivers. I abide by the rules, and I tried my very best, and you couldn't even say I did good.
You want to hear something worse? So, okay.
My problems matter to me.
I don't care. No. That so when I was getting my license, do you remember that? I don't know if you were even there. But, okay, so it was the day of my test, and I didn't... Stop doing that. I get that you're listening. There's no one else here talking. I know you're listening. Oh, my God.
That was a threat.
Charlie. So, it was the day of my license test, and you're supposed to have the slip from the driving school, because I took the, like... classes where you listen. I never took the driving classes. Okay, so I didn't have this slip, and the office that I was supposed to pick it up at way before the test was closed, so I had to drive like 45 minutes to pick up this slip to go take my test.
You drove?
Mom drove. Test like another 30 minutes away. So I get there, and he was like, oh, you know how to do like a three-point turn, like a K-turn. I was like, yeah. And then I get in the car crying because my mom's already pissed because we had to drive to go pick up this little slip saying that I'm allowed to take my driver's test. And I'm like, I don't know how to do a K-turn. What is that? And she like, I was crying, freaking out because she was so mad at me. And then she taught me, like, we looked it up on YouTube. Like, she taught me how to do it. I get to the place. The guy was so mean, like, actually really mean. He was... But, like, same thing. He was like, you're driving too slow, like, all this. And then I go to park, and I, like, do the K-turn, three-point turn, whatever, and it was really good. And then we finish the test, and he goes, I wish I could fail you. I was like, oh. He was like, you're 1 point off for failing, and I wish I could fail you. I was like, oh, my God.
I already met the guy that's going to do my driving test.
Like, is he nice?
Seems so sweet.
Yeah, he'll probably fail you.
Yeah, probably. You want to hear what I did last night?
Sure.
I tried to stick a Q-tip all the way to the back of my nose, and then I started choking, and I couldn't get the Q-tip out. And then Alexa texted me, and she was like, are you okay? Like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I just choked on a Q-tip. I got the Q-tip stuck all the way in my nose. I got it out now, but it was a really traumatic experience.
Why did you do that, Char?
So I thought my nose was clogged. And instead of blowing my nose, I was like, why don't I clean it out by sticking a Q-tip all the way in my nose? That way it's like my airway is all clear.
You know how to make yourself sneeze? Do you? No. Okay, so I used to like have a really stuffy nose all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And like there's a way... Stop! Like I'm actually going to punch you in the face. So
that was a threat.
So there... Sit still. Okay, so like I would have a clogged nose, and yes, you could like stick a Q-tip up there to make yourself sneeze, but I realized if you put a vibrating toothbrush on the sides of your nose on the outside, it makes yourself sneeze, and you could do it a bunch of times. So like right above the outer nostrils where it's like there's no bone. Yeah, right there. Yeah. Charlie just texted me. Charlie had a lot of caffeine today, obviously, because she can't stop shaking. Like, I literally see her moving. She texted me a picture of me and said, your shirt is wrinkled. You're so annoying. I need to take a nap. Ugh, this is so bad.
Anyways, on to a new subject. I started using mascara primer. It works really
well. That's why it looks bad.
I'm gonna go.
Oh, wait. So, you know how we were talking about hair extensions a while back? Well, by the time this comes out, I'll probably have them again. So, and you know how you were, like, interrupting me and kind of screwing up my whole story?
Incorrect.
Actually, no, because it went viral on TikTok, and they're like, Dixie's just trying to tell her story, and Charlie
couldn't. Incorrect. That was a threat.
Charlie. Anywho, I was saying how my hair was falling out from the extensions, but I was like, the day after I got my hair dyed, or 2 days, I realized, like, you know what dandruff is?
Mm-hmm.
It was like that, except inch long flakes of skin falling off my scalp, and my scalp was just peeling off. I think I lost a normal amount of hair from the extensions because everyone else was like texting me and they're like, I lost so much hair too. So I feel like if everyone's losing hair, then it might just be like normal. Because you lose like 100 hairs a day.
It's also this time of the year is the time of the year that, because I'm losing a lot of hair as well. So I feel like it's overall with the weather changes and such.
What weather changes? We're in California.
Season changes.
What's, there's no seasons in California.
That was a third.
I want to go home.
I don't.
It's cold. No, I want Sakura.
Oh my goodness. I was just thinking about that in Garden Teetering.
I would do anything to go home and go have hibachi. Like, oh my gosh. Okay, it's this place in Westport, Connecticut called Sakura. It is the best hibachi place in the entire world. It's always packed.
Literally my favorite place to go.
Oh my God. No, I want to go home. I want to go to Sakura. I want to go to Milkcraft. I want to. I know. Milkcraft is like, it's waffle cones, but it's like a bubble waffle. It's a real waffle. Warm waffle with ice cream in it. Best thing ever.
Ice cream made with liquid nitrogen.
Mm-hmm. So good. So okay. Good. If we went home, where'd we go? Sakura. Milkcraft. Garden Catering?
Yeah. For me. So good.
Bar Pizza in New Haven. Colony.
Yeah.
I feel like Dunkin' in Connecticut is just better.
It is better.
Dunkin'.
I feel like they just care more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could tell it's made with love.
They don't have mustard sauce here. And I haven't seen a hibachi restaurant.
Facts.
I want...
Because now they just have, like, sushi.
I don't want sushi. I want sushi. Noodles.
I want hibachi.
Like, it's so good.
And, like, they just... Everything down to a singular noodle is just perfect.
And they... Okay, so they, like, burn the noodles a little bit.
So they're crispy.
Like, I would literally go home just for that, for a day.
Oh, 100%. And my friends, I miss my friends, even though they were, like, literally just out here. But I miss, like, my school friends. Like, I miss Riley and...
I heard they're starting our school sports seasons.
Really? Well, they're in school.
I don't, like, I haven't, I don't have anyone that I still talk to that goes to school.
Oh, yeah, because everyone graduated.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, like, how it's working, but I can't even imagine being in school right now.
It's split up by alphabet. Like, half the alphabet goes in one day, half the alphabet goes in the next day.
Huh?
So if your best friend is an A last name and you're a Z last name, you won't go to school with them. Doesn't that suck? And then in the other days, they're in like this Italian center.
That's awful.
Like, you're doing it to keep people away and then you're going to put everyone in the tiny Italian center.
Like, how can they know to, like, clean every... Like, I feel like that sucks. I can't even imagine being a senior this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was lucky.
Yeah, at least you got something.
I got, like, the good part of senior year. I mean, like, the real part.
Yeah.
No one got the end, but...
That's sad. Oh, I did want to talk about videos I'm doing this week. They'll already be out by now, but I'm doing two really, really awesome videos that I'm extremely excited for.
Oh, what are they?
Well, since you asked and you begged, I'm doing a video with Skincare by Hyrum.
Ooh, mm-hmm. You need it.
I can go.
No, don't
go. That was another threat. Thank you. And Brad Mondo.
Yeah, you need that too.
Anyways, I'm going to get some nice little curtain bangs.
Ooh.
And the underneath is going to be pink.
Wait, that's really cool. And I'm excited for you because it's going to look good. Are you going to stop box dyeing your hair?
No. I actually don't box dye my hair. Incorrect. Thank you. I will tell you the story on my hair because I actually use professional color.
Cool.
Let me tell you.
Awesome.
So when I got my hair dyed.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So when I got my hair dyed the first time, after I ran out of that hair dye, I was able to find it on Amazon, like third party. And then it was like 2 weeks ago, it was off all Amazon sites. And I was like, what? I DM'd the company asking like, what was up? They were like, we actually don't sell it to anyone besides professional hairstylists. I was like, are you for seriousness, sir? Like, I dye my hair with this every week.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me you can't bring it to the normal people?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's wrong with me? Like, it looks...
Did you ask them for some?
I was like, I was just wondering, like, where I can, I'm not seeing how I can buy it online or anything. Like, I'm a little bit confused. I was just wondering if you could, like, help me out. And they were like, yeah, we actually don't sell it to people that are not professional hairstylists, but we can set you up with an appointment for someone on our team to do your hair. I was like, I want to do it in my bathroom in the middle of the night. Let me do that. Don't mess me up by saying I'm not a professional hairstylist. If I have to go to cosmetology school to get this hair dye, I will. That's how good it is. And I feel like I deserve to be able to use that.
Shut up. I had a question.
So I do not box dye my hair. Thank you very much. My hair is very healthy. I used a conditioning mask last night. Thank you.
Okay. I have a question that has nothing to do with anything. Mm-hmm. So I saw recently, mm-hmm. well, now it's not going to be recent, but I saw mm-hmm. somewhat recently, you commented on Ellie Zeiler's post.
Yes.
Are you guys friends?
Yeah, I've been extremely busy with work like such type things.
Sure.
Including these podcast recording sessions that I have with this girl that literally just fights me 24/7.
Oh my God.
But we're going to go and see if we can go get like coffee or like a little lunch moment.
Dude, if you guys become friends, it would be so...
We are friends though. Like, let me finish. So, I actually have a TikTok in my drafts from like a few weeks ago about like me talking about how like... these girls, like, get too much hate and, like, they shouldn't, but I've been scared to post it because...
Charlie didn't put me in the TikTok.
I didn't put you in the TikTok because no one hates you.
All your fans hate me! All of the Duncans hate me.
You keep trying to steal things that I enjoy.
I think that... Wait, do you know why the Duncans hate me? I'd love to know. All
because you bully me and they don't like that. They like
Duncans
to stick up for me.
And the Sunrays hate me.
Well, maybe you should stop bullying me.
I do not bully you.
You threatened me 9 times this episode.
Charlie, I swear to God, I'm going to...
That was 10.
No, like...
Oh, my God.
I read your comments sometimes, or, like, if it's a video of us, and they're like, I only like Charlie, I hate Dixie. What did I do?
Yeah, I saw a video that was like... This is so bad. Share for Addison, like for Charlie, and all the comments were like, imagine thinking Charlie's pretty. She looks like every girl at my school... And they were just really mean. And I was like, what did I do? But it's all the boys.
Did the Lil Dicks comment that? Those are my fans.
Probably. You want to hear another story? Mm-hmm. So, recently...
Wait, we were talking about Ellie.
No. Oh, yeah. Love her. She's me if I had, like, any sense of style.
So, here's what happened.
So, she can take that part.
Yeah.
She can do the style thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like... I can stick with the no sense of style. I'm wearing two different shades of blue right now.
So here's what I think the problem is with her. So I never had a problem with her.
Mm-hmm.
I think her family was dealing with the same thing we were.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad tried to react in a ways that a dad would and be protective of his daughter, same way our dad would. And we kind of took offense, or I took offense to it and was like, what the heck? Why is he saying that? And then I just kind of was thinking about it. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
She blew up, and she's getting hate for how she did it. We get hate for how we did it, even though, like, we did it different ways. It doesn't matter. We're all still in the same position. Like, I don't see why not. And she's honestly, like, perfect.
Yeah. I think the reason that I was upset was because I took it as, like, an insult to kind of, like, downplay, like, the things that I have done because I felt like... that kind of what he was trying to say didn't come out the right way in my mind. And I guess I kind of like got really upset by it because I felt like I was discredited for working at dance. I was discredited for working at school. I was discredited for working in the social media world, which you might not think is a job, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I took offense to that and I was upset, which is why I didn't speak up on it, which was very immature of me. And I definitely take responsibility of that. And I feel like the fact that now Ellie and I are able to be friends and not have any problems with each other is something that is honestly helpful for both of us because now people know not to put us against each other.
Like, that's how we were in the beginning. Everyone was trying to put us against each other.
But we're sisters.
And I was like, I'm better,
she'll
no matter
threaten.
What.
That was another threat. That is threat 11. Okay, Noah Beck is FaceTiming Dixie D'Amelio, and how dare he interrupt
Leave
our podcast?
Because
he literally steals Dixie from me, and he says, if you text her during this time, I will step on you.
He did not say that.
He just steals Dixie
from me. Finishing
on
Ellie.
Yeah, but I think she's a great person. And
why is her style so good? Like, it actually pisses me off. I'm like, how do you...
I feel like I make the choice to have the style I do.
No, but she looks good in, like, everything. Like, she could wear something girly or,
Let me explain. So, for me, I've decided to take on the role of the basic style. And I choose to do that. Which is why I'm letting everyone else take the style thing because I want them to be able to shine.
You need to give them something to wear.
Yeah, because if I showed everyone my real style,
yeah.
I don't think that they would be able to handle it.
No, absolutely not.
And like...
No, like you show me outfits you put together all the time. They're so good.
Yeah, like...
But we just will never show the public that.
I told everyone you get one good outfit a month and that's it. Don't ask for more. You're not getting it. Sorry about it.
Like, I'm not a huge fan of the jeans and hoodie combination.
Yeah, but the thing is like everyone says how my jeans fit so perfectly. And that's probably because I wear the same 5 jeans every day. So, like, 5...
Just say you think you're perfect and get it over with.
No, what I was saying was that I found 5 pairs of jeans and I just don't wear anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I've worn these jeans 3 times this week. Mm-hmm. And I'm not ashamed of that. Mm-hmm. That's who I am. That's who I chose to be.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening today. Charlie obviously should be given caffeine before every episode because she's a lot more fun. She just flipped me off. That's a threat. Charlie. Oh, she's just showing me her nails.
Okay, my 3 nice things about my wonderful sister would have to be how color coordinated her outfit is. She has a nice outfit full of shades of brown, which I think really, really complements her eyebrows. I like your earrings. I think that they fit very well with your hair, and I like how them and your necklace go very, very well together. Third thing would be your hair. I like how it's so unique.
Thanks. I like your earring placement. I like your nails, again. They're Halloween still. And
it's like the day that we're shooting this, Halloween has not passed yet, so it is still okay.
She's obsessed with Halloween.
Keep going.
And I like your necklace. Something important. Foster a puppy.
Yeah.
Or adopt old dogs.
From no-kill shelters.
Yes. Foster a puppy, adopt an old dog, and yeah, that's pretty much it. We're super excited to be doing that. And you'll see it on our YouTube channel. Family YouTube channel soon.
You can follow me on all my social medias at Charlie D'Amelio and Snapchat at D'Amelio C.
And mine at Dixie D'Amelio and my Snapchat, Dixie-D'Amelio. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and rate it 5 stars.
And thank you guys so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.